Welcome back, WNST, TASS in Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We call it the Crab Cake Tour. I got my, by the way, she's not a Maryland resident, but she's getting one. Maryland Lottery sponsors what we do. We were going to be at the fountain. We're upstairs at the tasting room. We are at Drug City, and I put my snifter down, and I've got the queen of Dundalk rock and roll royalty. She walks into the tasting room. She's like, I live right around the corner from here. You made this easy for me. The great Gina Shock is here.
Yeah. Look, really, truthfully, I do. I grew up right on 45th Street. So, you know.
Right by J.K. Bakery.
Yeah.
Right by Cross and Blackwell.
Right. And
Oaklawn Cemetery.
Yeah, that's where my parents are buried. That's where I'm going to be buried.
So when people talk about you here, they're like, she's from over near German Hill Road, ain't she?
Yeah.
And I never really, I mean, you don't want to give your address, your childhood address out, or like, but like, you really, my elementary school bus in 1979, 80, and 81 drove through your neighborhood.
Right.
Because we made the left off Eastern Avenue. I'm from Colgate.
Yes, yeah.
So they
Colgate,
picked me up Colgate.
Course.
So we go through Eastwood. We make the left, which was always treacherous, right by the low
You know how many people got killed there?
Crazy.
You know, some neighbors.
Well, they put a light there finally.
They get drunk and walk across the street, not pay attention. Boom.
When we were kids, there was no light there.
People I know die. That. Our neighbor got run down up there. I forget who it was.
How
Mr.
in the
John,
world did you wind up in a go-go? Do I need to read your book?
You do. That sums it up. It tells the whole
story.
You
sold out. I don't even have a whole book.
No, I really, you know what? We got to get more books. Well, we'll get them today at the signing. They had to order more books. So
all right. It's
all going really well. I'm very happy to be here. I'm happy that I'm in the neighborhood. And I could come down and say hi because I want to support.
God, I don't hug anybody. I want to hug you.
I want to be supportive.
Hall of Famer. I wore my Hall of Fame shirt today. I'm in the Dundalk High Hall of Fame. No real reason other than I've been on the radio for 30 years. So they put me in the Hall of Fame. And this morning when I found out you were coming, I was going to wear this shirt anywhere because we're in Dundalk. And I was
going to wear it.
And I took a picture and I put it up. And I said, because I didn't want to like let anybody know you were here because I didn't want a big line. I just wanted it to be us.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not going to be the only Hall of Famer here today.
Hey.
In that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I watched, like, you're from Dundalk. And
yes.
I've never met you. I've been on the radio 31 years.
Congratulations.
The last 10 years, I've mixed my conversations up. And I was out to dinner. Joyce Bucci and George Kondilis are family to me.
Oh, my dearest. I love them so much.
So Joyce taught me art. I had an art appreciation class in 1984. And she taught me about Degas and Pontchartism and all of this stuff, right? Picasso. We did art appreciation. And her band was Beyond Words.
Yes.
With Lisa Matthews.
Yes.
I still see from Milkshake. I've invited her on. Her and Dave are supposed to come by. Or Michael Gell is supposed to come by. I'm sorry. Soon. And I knew her in 1984. And she always told me, we know Gina Shock. And we you know, like, George was in the band with Gina back in the day.
Yeah.
And they would always tell me this about 6 years ago. John Allen, who's on his way, and if he comes, I'm going to sit him down. He's the other legendary drummer from Dundalk, who's always wanted to talk to you, too. He loves that you have one of our accents. When he shows up, we're just going to do it in Dundalk accent.
I'm like, when I drink, it comes back heavier.
I've always wanted to have you on.
Yes.
And about 6 years ago, we were at dinner, grown-up dinner, the six of us, and I kept saying to George and Joyce, get Gina Shock on my show. I want you. She has to do my show. And last night, Joyce sent me a midnight text.
Austin.
She said, I'm in Austin, Texas, and Gina's not in town long. Forgive me. And I'm like, you did it again. Gina came to us. I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning. I was pissed off.
Okay.
I woke up on my Facebook, and Donna Jean Rumbly says, we're having Gina Shock in studio today. And I'm like, son of a... I said, she's in town, and I'm in Dundalk today. But
I'm here.
I crossed my fingers,
I'm
and
here.
I said, maybe she'll show up.
Of course. Of course I would.
Tell me about your book.
Oh, man. I'm very proud of my book. It started out as just... I was just going to have it be a book of my photography. Over the years, I carried a camera with me all the time, and I was always snapping photos of the band. And actually, I had a great appreciation for photography, thank you. Since I was a kid, I mean, I took photos driving across country with an Instamatic, you know, so I was always...
What do you do with them all? Do you have them?
Well, so listen, I had all these, I kept collecting all this stuff over the years, and the girls in the band were like, Gina, you need to, like, get a book. You need to put a book together. And I was like, I just need help. And for 2 decades, for 20 years, honestly, I was threatening to do it. I finally found the right guy to help me do it. he looked at all everything I had, and he said, we're going to get a deal really, really easy. No problem with a publishing deal. So we did get it. We got a book publishing deal very, very easily. And it started out with, I just wanted it to be like a Go-Go's coffee table book, because I have tons of photos. And they asked me if I wanted to write, and of course I told them I'm not a writer, so I don't think I can do that.
I would help you with that.
But the thing is you know how it is when you hear a song or you look at a photograph, it all comes rushing back. You remember everything about that moment or that moment in time, what was going on around that time period. And it all came rushing back, and so it became very easy to write the words in the book.
This is the story that goes with the picture.
Yes, and it's like every photograph, there's a story behind that and more. And, you know, I mean, I have so many photos, I could do another book now. It's crazy.
So this isn't, it's a story about tales that go with pictures,
yes.
But it's not like a book of dirt.
No. Like it's that. Like, it's real straight up stuff. It's my journey as a kid, seeing my first show ever, which was Led Zeppelin opener for The Who when I was 11.
Civic Center?
No, Meriwether Post Pavilion.
Oh.
That was the one and only time they ever played together, right? And I was privileged to be in that audience at 11 years old. And at that moment in time, I knew what I wanted to do the rest
Should've
of my life.
Should have worn a Zeppelin belt, Ace. I screwed it up.
Man, anyway, that was big.
I collect 70s Pacifica belt buckles.
Do you?
And I looked at my wall today, and
yeah.
I thought, Kansas, Zeppelin, Van Halen, what would Gina Shock be into? And I showed everybody before you came. I'm going to stand up.
Let me see.
I wore Heart for You.
Oh!
It was the only female band that they
Nancy,
made a belt buckle
Nancy
for.
Is awesome. Anne is awesome. I know Nancy a little bit better. She's a little bit more outgoing. Nancy's a little more reserved. But, boy, do I love the two of them.
The only other person beyond you and John Waters that I would want to have on the show is Cameron Crowe.
Or Tim Burton.
Well, I was the music critic
or what's
in the
80s. What came from here? What the...
Oh, yeah. Rick Ocasek was from here.
No.
Tupac was from here.
No, one year they were going to give me and what's his name, the key to the city. He did Avalon. Come on, the director.
Oh, Barry Levinson.
Barry Levinson. Hey, I love him.
He doesn't come on my show. You do.
Oh.
You're from Dundalk, though.
He's not from Dundalk.
How did you give me the Dundalk escape route? Because I really did think you wrote a book of stories that were going to tell me. Like, you were in a band with George.
Yes.
When was that? What was the name of that band?
The
band, that story
it was Scratch and Sniff. And we were Baltimore's first punk new wave band. And we got to play at the Marble Bar, which was really a cool place
a
to play.
Yeah.
Like, the Talking Heads would play there. You know, it was very cool.
What kind of, did you do covers or did you do originals?
We would do two sets of covers and two sets of originals.
What kind of covers were you doing at that time?
Eno, Bowie, Aerosmith, you name it, it was all over the map.
And then what happened?
Genesis, we did weird
shit. Well, what
shit.
Took a girl playing drums, which is a very unique thing in 1978,
I'll tell you
right?
Here's what the deal was. After seeing that show at the age of 11, I knew that I wanted to be up on that stage. I just didn't know. I've told the story a million times, but it is true. I didn't know what instrument I wanted to play. So I went out and I saved my money up. And I don't know if you remember Petro's music shop up on
Oh, my God.
Okay. Old man Petro. Okay.
My Dr. Inaski next door was my dentist.
Inaski? Oh, yeah. My God.
You're at the corner where you said Gus Ryan or was that Hornell?
No, Gus Ryan.
Folcroft. Okay.
Right.
Gus
you know
Ryan.
What I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I bought a bass there. It was called a Dia, D-I-A. How do I remember that? I don't know. And then I bought a guitar, and I, you know, took lessons. I didn't have patience for this. Anyway, I saved up more money.
What year is this? Give me a year.
This is 1970.
Really? Okay. Is that
no,
on?
69.
No.
Wait, when I was 13, how old would I? I would, you know, I was born in 57.
Okay, so 70. Okay,
okay,
so
around
you're 13
there. Right,
years
right,
old.
Right. Well, I'm 11 when I see the show, but then by the time I was 13, I'd figured out what instrument, and I found the drums. And the minute I put headphones on and tried to play with my favorite song, whatever it was at that time, it was easy. I didn't even have to think. My hands and legs and fingers and brain just went the right way. It was easy for me to play drums, so I stuck with that.
Did you take lessons?
Never. I've never taken lessons. For anything.
Wow, you're like a savant then.
I don't know about that, but, you know, I mean, I go by ear. It's all by ear.
How's the last couple of years been? The Rock, the Hall of Fame, what's
oh
that
my
experience
God.
Been?
It's been incredible. I tell you, I had no idea Well, who would when you're a kid? Even with, you know, with the Go-Go's at the height of our fame, I still never thought that we would be honored in that way, because it's like getting, it's like a Lifetime Achievement Award or an Academy Award or something, you know, and it's big to me. I didn't realize how important it was until I was standing on the stage that night and all of my peers were out there, you know, yay, it was pretty neat. Hang out with Paul McCartney, you know, it was not really nice.
Well, you haven't always been a working band, right? I mean, the band was together not...
Oh, so, yeah, we were together from 79, broke up in 85, got back together in 90, and we've been together since 1990. And you know who got us back together?
Who?
Jane Fonda.
Tell me that story. You're okay. Not going to just drop that.
I could sit here for we could be here for a week. Then I could tell you stories. Let me tell you what.
Then I could write the book.
Yeah, I got a lot of I got plenty.
It'd be like
books
a book on tape.
No kidding. Oh, I did do a book on. I did it on tape. I taped it too. I did an audio book for my Made in Hollywood book.
If John Allen gets here through traffic, John's one of my best friends growing up, and he and I talk about you all the time. Like you have a Dundalk accent. And we didn't know that about you because you play drums, right? Yeah. And then we saw an interview with you during the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame period.
Yeah.
And we're like, she's Dundalk! That's what we loved about
I hope I retain that.
So how does Dundalk meet Jane Fonda? What's this?
Oh, so she was, you know, as you know, she's a major environmentalist. And she wanted to get something on the ballot and in L.A. And she asked us... She called everybody, and we had broken up. She called everybody, got a hold of each one of us individually, invited us over her house, and said, would you guys be a part of this with me? I really need to
raise
money.
Were you getting along, or was this
a... We were kind of talking a little bit here and there.
Did you know you were all showing up to see each other, or no?
Yes, we knew we were all showing up.
Okay, she didn't spring it on you.
No, and we knew we were going to do this one show at Universal, and we did it, and then, of course, it's, you know, we're family. The fight was over. And we just started playing. Then we started touring again. And that's what we've been doing ever since. We, you know, we'll tour for a month or two or tour for a couple weeks here, a couple weeks there. Maybe take a year off, maybe two, come back and do it again. Whatever makes sense. Because everybody's busy. You know, there's kids, there's marriages, divorces, kids. And we're all here, though.
I saw Belinda do a solo gig at Meriwether back in the late Mad About You era.
Right.
I remember seeing that.
Yes.
But you guys getting back together, and I guess just for bands in general, like Behind the Music, right? I mean, there's always a breakup. There's this
that
happens.
That's so trashy, that Behind the Music.
But the notion that a band can stay together, and that's my admiration for Rush. That's my admiration for you too. You know,
it's not
bands
easy.
That have never stood on a stage literally with anyone else ever because they've just been that kind of band. That's so unbelievably
it's really
rare.
Unique, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, it doesn't happen much.
You go see Styx now, or you go see bands now, and there's different members.
Yeah.
And I love music. I'll go see bands anytime, especially when
me too.
If you don't like each other anymore, you shouldn't get on a stage together, right?
That's how I feel.
But it is hard. With five or six or four to make a band work.
You know, it's hard with two people to make a marriage work.
Right.
This is like four girls, you know, being married. We know we've spent more time with each other than we have with our mates, you know, with anybody. This is the longest relationship has been with the five of us.
Oh, is that George or Joyce?
Oh,
they're calling in. Hold on, you got on speaker? Hold on here. I hold on a second here. I can make this work. If Johnny Allen comes in, we got to get him on. Hold on a second here. They're not going to be able to hear me. Oh, you're right. Get up here, man. Hold on. I'm not looking for you. Hold on. George, I don't know if we can hear you. George, can you hear me? Oh, you can hear me. Is there any story you want to tell about Gina?
Nice to meet you, sweetheart.
I can't pop you through. John, sit over here. Come on. I need production staff.
Wherever you want, babe.
George, you got a story about Gina for me?
Whoopsie. Sorry, honey. Okay.
Go ahead. Give it to me.
George!
Hey, baby.
Hi, bunny.
When we were in Scratch and Sniff, one of the shows that we did was the Brooklyn Rec Center.
Thank you.
Which was like playing Alcatraz. And we got there, and there was a group of kids standing around outside, and they said, are you any good? And we said, well, yeah, we think so. So, you know, we went in, we played the show. They were kind of like not sure because we did really eclectic stuff. And in the middle of it, somebody yelled, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Gina yelled, they're dead.
George, I'm having an audio problem. I'm going to welcome John Allen onto the set. I'm going to lose your phone here. Marshall's got George on the phone. I got to Zoom you in one day from L.A. John Allen from Eastwood. You and I get together, and we talk about her Dundalk accent all the time, and it's so good. She can't do it any other way, can you?
Well,
Can you play it straight like you're not in Dundalk or no?
I can sort of fit in wherever I go, put it that way.
I've been around here.
Sometimes you have to change up a little bit. Yeah.
So you grabbed drumsticks in the mid. She got her first drum kit at Petro's. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah.
Where'd you get your first one?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Either there, Dundalk Music. But I used to go up to Petro's, and I used to drive them crazy because nothing had prices on them. And I was a little kid, and I'd be like, how much is this? Okay, I was like, 200. I'm like, how much is that? I'd be in there for like 40 minutes, and he'd be like, just get out of here, kid. You're not buying anything.
Do you remember Jaeger Music?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what, you
that
guys?
That was Mecca.
I know. That was like if you're rich, you go there, yeah, right? It's right up on Eastern Avenue. In Hollandtown. I still have, because I save everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a hoarder, but you can attest to that, right, baby? Everything's in order. I'm a Virgo. It's got to be in order. Anyway, I still have, and I'm going to show you one day when we go home. I have receipts for cymbals that I bought at Jaeger's. I have receipts for cymbals that I bought at Petro. I actually still have a Zildjian 24-inch cymbal that I bought from Petro in 1974.
Oh, my gosh.
I still have all this stuff. Receipts. It's
did
crazy.
They let you hit it before you bought it? Because they wouldn't let me hit
it. I don't remember. I just remember I used to torture him. Old man Petro, he looked like a potato. He looked just like a potato. That's all I can say. You know, he had that big round belly, and it was all one, or egg, or more like an egg shape.
When I finally went to a music store that they would let me hit the cymbals before I laid $100 down to buy it, I was like, what? I would get home with a cymbal, and it sounded terrible, you know?
This is why I invited him. I knew I'd get drunk stuff.
What? Petra was they weren't the friendliest, but I liked him because he was a character.
Oh, the old man was great. So he had a guy named David who was going to take over for him. I don't know if
he had his son that had the other shop in Hollandtown. Okay. His son had a shop in Hollandtown.
She says
Tony?
It the right way.
Huh? Was it
really
Tony?
Yes, it was Tony. That's him.
I remember going there, too.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Trash the place.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Yeah, Tony's was great.
Yeah.
Jaeger's was awesome.
My God, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jaeger's was high-end stuff.
So how did you get to L.A.? Because we don't know, do we? Do we really know?
In my father's pickup truck.
I saw the documentary. And,
did you like it?
Oh, I loved it.
Isn't it great? I love it. It's so funny.
As soon as I heard your voice come on the screen, I was like, that's Gina. I knew it.
Well, you guys grew up literally 8 blocks from each other.
Really close.
Wait, where are you?
Really close. So I'm in Eastwood.
Yes.
I grew up in Eastwood.
Of course.
And all my junior high school friends were from your neighborhood. And my grandfather worked at Cross and Blackwell for years, which was right behind where you grew up, right?
My God, that's in our backyard.
Yeah.
Our backyard.
Right, backed up to Cross and Blackwell.
Yeah, and there were barrels of pickles at the back. Yeah. We used to get over the fence, cut the barbed wire, and we'd get over the fence and have rock fights and throw rocks at each other, hide behind the barrels and throw rocks. You remember the round holes? That's what we used to call them.
What? We didn't throw rocks in Dundalk.
I got in trouble for hitting a kid in the head. I hit Ricky Hammond in the head with a rock, and I got punished for like a week.
What was the round holes? What do you mean?
We called them the round holes. It was the, what the heck was the name of it? It was right by where Home Depot is right now.
Oh.
What is that place?
It was Pemco there. It was
No, not Pemco. No, no, no. Way further this way. Where's Home Depot? Is that Home Depot right up there?
Yes, Cane Street.
Go on Cane Street. Right. It was on Cane Street.
Oh, the circle, near the circle?
No, above the circle, below Home Depot. What was the name of it?
Was it a factory?
It was, they made sewers. They made the...
Oh, the culverts. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we called it the round holes.
Right.
And we'd go over there and run and jump through them, and they'd chase us, and we'd get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that
the round holes.
There. Yeah.
And take BB guns and shoot them at each other.
Ooh, right.
Bad. I mean, I didn't have any girls to play with. My brother would drag me out with him and my two cousins, Henry and Dennis, and Glenn, anybody in the neighborhood. I got dragged around. I can't tell you how many times, and we had our dog Fritz, and Henry and Dennis had Rex. And I can't tell you how many times we came home in the back of a cop car. Mm. My mother and father would get hysterical. They'd walk out front, and the cop said, "We got your daughter and your son." And they walked out front, and in the back seat of the cop car was me, Johnny, Fritz, Rex, Henry, and Dennis. You know, oh man, you wish you had a video camera taping that stuff.
Well, you were right on the city line.
My back fence is the city line. Yeah.
But you were on the county.
I'm in the county, yeah.
Yeah.
So they say, yeah.
Well, she's got to go in a couple minutes. Okay. So No. I'm sitting here talking to you all day.
Yeah. Me too.
Forever.
Oh,
you're a better
Jesus.
Guest than I even thought you were going to be. I mean, this is really worked out well.
It's easy.
John drove halfway across the state to come.
Uh-huh. Where are you coming from, John?
Clarksville, Maryland. I went against type, and I jumped the Patapsco River, married a girl from Columbia. So
uh-huh.
I'm like on the other side of the city.
I hit you at 10 o'clock in the morning, I said, because you had a gig tonight in New Hampshire.
I was supposed to, yeah.
Really?
The band we were opening for, the singer, he had a kidney stone.
Ooh, that's painful.
He had to have surgery.
Can't play like that.
That's
no.
painful.
That's
no.
not good.
But
not
driving
good.
Here, I was having memories. I remember the putt-putt golf course at East
oh,
Point East, Mall.
Oh,
do you remember
I love that. That was
Did
such
you ever
a big
see the
deal?
Penguins at East Point Mall?
And you know what? I think of them
on.
A lot. I think of them
hold
a lot.
On. You
I don't
saw
remember
the penguins?
Them.
Oh, come on. It was
she's
in
a little older than us, so she
Wait,
saw.
Wait, it was in Hochschild's.
Right. My grandmother worked there.
Huxley's Hochschild's, right? Remember that was
Tell the audience there really were penguins at East Point Shopping Center.
There were penguins, and they were a little in a glass enclosure, and they made it look like it was ice, fake ice.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, but all these years later, I thought, those poor things.
Right. Can you imagine the kid that got the job at Hochschild and his job was, oh, my Lord.
I don't know a damn thing about penguins, those
right.
poor things. Oh,
we know
my
better
God.
Now. We go to the Maryland Zoo, and they right. have the penguin house over there. But I tell people that there were penguins at East Point Mall, and they were. Really
oh,
were.
My God, I forgot about that. You know, that was a big highlight, but also the big highlight was to go into the putt-putt.
Yeah.
Court. That was really big
did
for me.
Did you do the safety cool. driving school over there in the
Yeah,
you
did I did.
That.
I did.
There was yeah, Ace did that too.
So we did the putt-putt. I remember I was like in kindergarten. My mom, it was a big day. Like we went over in the morning, we did safety school, then we had lunch at Hochschild Cone in the big restaurant
in
that
the atrium,
over that
atrium,
over
yeah.
it overlooked the mall before it was closed in.
Oh
and then
my
we went
God.
Back across the parking lot and we did putt-putt golf in the afternoon. And the thing was falling apart by that point, you know.
Oh man, you guys.
come
do you
on,
remember?
Come on,
do you wait a minute? I would, but do you remember in East Point there was an ice cream shop there that had the best hot fudge sundaes. I don't remember.
Not Friendly's, always, no.
No, this Friendly. Is before Friendly was even invented.
Yeah.
No, I can't think of the. Was it Anarundel?
Arundel.
Arundel?
My dad's, there was a chain in Baltimore called the Arundels.
That's right. That's what
and,
was in the East Point
and
Mall.
It was.
At the time.
I don't
really.
Remember that at all.
No.
Oh, it was a big deal for us.
I have no memory of that at all.
Big deal. To go down there, we'd walk down there and get sundaes, get a hot fudge sundae. That was a big deal.
I didn't know there was an Arundel in
oh,
East Point Mall.
Oh, you bet it was. And
Pantry,
it was always a line.
Pantry Pride.
Oh, my God. Oh,
White
my
Coffee
God.
Pot Jr.
Hey, oh, wow. Hey, do you?
Two guys.
Oh, I was telling a story last night that, like, me and my friend Bruce, when we were kids, we'd get on the phone and we'd call the operator and ask for the number two gals, and we'd get hysterical. We thought that was so funny. Can we have the number two gals? And they're like, what the, you know,
yeah.
goofy stuff
Dundalk
you do.
Stuff.
Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Thank you for coming.
You bet. I'm sorry I got to go. But I'm going to go do my book signing thing at Burton Inn downtown, I think it is.
Yeah, so 33rd Street. Yep.
33rd Street.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about that. Come on, stop with that stuff. With this elbow
hugging
bullshit.
Hugging royalty.
John.
Gina Schott. The great Gina Schott. Hall of Famer.
You know
Gina Schott. Hold on. Put that back on.
I'm just saying, I will be back because you know what? I come back in December, Christmas time, and, you know, my parents have passed, and I'm going to be back at the house with my brother and myself and my guy, and we're going to celebrate Christmas there. Maybe this might be the last time in the house that I grew up in, but I
Can
just...
I bring some crabs over from Costas?
No crabs in December.
Really? We're getting crabs in December.
No, where are they getting them from, Louisiana or something?
Probably, yeah.
We'll bring them in.
Probably
yeah.
Texas, yeah.
Oh, man.
I love you more than I thought I did early this morning.
I'm getting sad. I'm getting sad I have to leave because I want to stay here.
All right, we'll go, and then come back later.
You guys, everybody
tour.
Take care, all right?
Give a round of applause. Here, have a Maryland Lottery ticket for the royalty. Gina Schott. Back for more from Drug City right after this. I got to say goodbye officially.